A few years ago, one of the kids in my online coaching program said to me, "Coach Rebecca, I wish we could just go to a gym and have you as our coach. We would all be so happy and so confident." And that warmed my heart, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that would be the best." And that comment stuck with me for years. So now I'm going to do something about it. I am inviting gymnasts from all over the country to join me for the first ever Confident Gymnast Camp this August 3rd and 4th. This camp is all about breaking through mental blocks. So if you're struggling with a skill and you want me and my team to help you break through in real time, then check out confidentgymnast.com for details.
I started out at Orlando Metro Gymnastic. I was 3 years old. One day, one of the coaches asked my mom if I could hang out with a pre-team. So my mom was like, "Sure, why not?" Everybody on the high beam would be like super timid and nervous. I would be over there like sprinting back and forth on the highest beam in the gym. And I was there until 2011. And then we moved to Texas and I went to WOGA. My third year doing elite, and I was getting ready to go to national team camp. And I had hurt my foot really bad. I don't know how to get surgery. It was disappointing because it felt like all my hard work had just gone away and I wasn't able to show people what I had been working on. After my surgery, I don't think that I'm ever going to be able to hit a springboard ever again. I was in a cast for 11 weeks, crutches, and then I was in a boot for 6 weeks. Had no muscle left in my leg whatsoever. I was coming back and my foot was giving me a lot of pain, so I had to go back in and get another surgery.
What keeps you going?
I think the things that kept me going was college. I'm just so thankful to be here every single day because not everybody gets the opportunity to go to college and do gymnastics, especially going to the University of Oklahoma. Just having the opportunity to be here and do what we love to do every single day, it helps you a lot whenever you're having these hard practices. Like, you know, I could have it a lot worse.
You have this incredible hit percentage. You are 99% hit. You have hit 185 consecutive routines. Do you think about that one routine freshman year always?
You cannot be perfect all the time. It's just gymnastics at the end of the day. And the more fun you have with it, the better you do. I have no doubt that I'm going to make my beam routine or my bar routine in the competition because of how many times I've done that skill or that routine. It's really important to just not doubt yourself. Gymnastics is hard. If it was easy, every person would be doing it. Every person could go out there and do a backflip.
What tips do you have that have allowed you to be so consistent and reliable under pressure? Hi guys, on today's podcast, I have the pleasure of interviewing Oklahoma University senior Audrey Davis, who is on the defending championship gymnastics team. They've won the last two NCAA nationals. They're getting ready in just a couple of days to defend that title. And it was such a treat to chat with her about everything that has led to her incredible consistency, her gratitude, her happiness in her sport. I mean, she's gone through trials like everybody does and just come back with so much joy for her sport. So for any kiddos out there that have a collegiate dream, be sure to check this one out. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I did. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Perform Happy podcast. I am super excited to bring on Audrey Davis today. She is a senior at the number one ranked Oklahoma, the reigning NCAA champs from 22 and 23. She just got her first 10 a few weeks ago, which she's been fighting for 4 years and getting those 9975s over and over. She's one of the 6 finalists for the AAI Award, which is a huge award for gymnastics seniors. Audrey, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So, of course, I always like to start at the beginning. You know, every little girl starts somewhere in gymnastics. So tell us how you got going and kind of what your road to a senior in college has been like.
Yeah, I mean, my mom used to do gymnastics when she was younger. So when all of us kids were born, she put all of us in. I have 3 older brothers. We all started in gymnastics. My 2 oldest brothers stopped doing gymnastics. It wasn't quite their thing. They went on to other sports. But me and one of my other brothers stayed in gymnastics. He went to West Point for gymnastics in college, too. So we grew up outside of Orlando, Florida, and I started out at Orlando Metro Gymnastics. And I think I was like 3 or 4 years old in the little mommy and me classes, super young. And I would just always love to be in the gym and hang out and run around and do all that fun stuff. And since Matthew, my brother, was in gymnastics, he would be out in the gym actually doing the gymnastics, and I'll be the younger sister just messing around, walking around, running around on the side. And one day, one of the coaches at Orlando Metro had actually asked my mom if I could hang out with the little girls that were on the pre-team. And so my mom was like, sure, why not? So she always tells me this story about whenever I was younger, everybody on the high beam would be like super timid and nervous to be on the beam, but I would be over there like sprinting back and forth on the highest beam in the gym. And that's, I guess, how I started gymnastics, and I was there until 2011, and then we moved to Texas, and I went to WOGA, and I was there for a long time. I did elite for a few years, and then I had 2 foot surgeries, and then went back to level 10 for a year and a half-ish, and then came to college, and I've been here for a, feels like no time at all. It feels like I've only been here for like 2 months, but I've been here for a long time.
Man, I wanted to have it be your senior year. I cannot even imagine the feelings that are coming in this postseason. Like, what is crossing your mind as you kind of wrap up your final season?
Well, I have been applying for masters. I'm going to be starting my MBA next fall, so I'll still be around Oklahoma. I'm going to be doing it online, so I kind of have some options. I am the last class that gets a COVID year in gymnastics, so I could potentially take my 5th year. It's still kind of up in the air right now. I haven't really figured that out yet. I'm kind of a go with the flow type of person. I don't really think too hard about what the next step is, just because whatever happens, happens. I feel like if I sit here and think too much about the future, then I'm going to miss out on what we're actually doing right now in gymnastics. So, yeah.
Oh, has that always been how you are? Is that like a part of your personality, or is that something you've developed over time?
I think it's definitely developed. When I was in club gymnastics and I was doing elite, I would always think about the future, what I wanted to do, all this fancy stuff. And then you get there and you're kind of like, oh, I want to slow down. I'm in college. You only get so much time here in gymnastics. And it's a really cool opportunity being able to be here and doing gymnastics here at Oklahoma. So I'm kind of just taking it day by day and wishing the days would go slower because it's going by so fast. If I could say anything at all, it's that college goes by so extremely fast. When we get into season, it feels like we're in preseason like 2 weeks ago and we're almost done with the season. It's insane how fast it goes. It's kind of sad, but it's really exciting.
Yeah, well, and that gratitude that you have, that's something your coach has commented on about you, that you're just like overflowing with gratitude for the entire experience. How does that impact how you train and how you perform?
I'm just so thankful to be here every single day because not everybody gets the opportunity to go to college and do gymnastics, especially going to the University of Oklahoma. I mean, that name is just such an incredible name to be able to compete with. And I think having this gratitude, I have a very big heart for gymnastics. I care a ton about this sport, like extremely so much about this sport. It's such an incredible thing to be able to do every single day. And I think it helps me inside the gym, just being able to care that much and seeing freshmen come in and sophomores and be able to talk to them every single day about just having the opportunity to be here and do what we love to do every single day. It helps you a lot whenever you're having those hard practices, saying like, you know, I could have it a lot worse.
Hey guys, quick announcement break. Right now, we at Complete Performance Coaching are looking for 5 athletes who are ready to break through their mental blocks for good. If that sounds like you or your child, then sign up for a free consultation call with one of my amazing coaches as soon as possible to see if you're a good fit for our Perform Happy Elite training program. This program includes one-on-one coaching with the world's top mental performance coaches, plus tons of support for athletes and their parents in between sessions. You can sign up today at completeperformancecoaching.com/consult. Talk to you soon. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and gratitude actually has been proven to change the brain. The more gratitude you practice, it actually insulates the part of your brain that reacts in fear. So the more grateful you are, the less scared you are. Fun fact.
Amazing. I didn't know that. That's really
Yeah,
cool.
it's a great practice. So many things I want to talk to you about. Now, okay, you had some foot surgeries that maybe changed your path a little bit. It sounds like in gymnastics that, I'm assuming you had the little girl wants to go to the Olympics dream. And then the injuries happen. How did you handle those setbacks? What kept you going? And like you talked about being motivated and passionate, what kept you going through those moments where things were not going your way?
Yeah, it was very difficult. I was doing elite. It was my third year doing elite, and I was getting ready to go to national team camp. And I had hurt my foot really bad and found out I had to get surgery. And I was very disappointed, sad, like anything you can imagine, just because, like, when you're on national team, you go to national team camps and you get to show off your gymnastics to everybody around and hopefully get those international assignments and all those fancy things that comes with elite gymnastics. And it was kind of just disappointing because it felt like all my hard work had kind of just gone away and I wasn't able to show people what I had been working on and all the upgrades that I had been doing. And as I kind of was going through the process of healing, I did not have the best mindset. As I look back on it, I've learned so much about just healing and injuries and being grateful to be able to do the sport again. But something that's crazy and that KJ and I always talk about is I remember calling her after my surgery and telling her, KJ, I don't think that I'm ever gonna be able to hit a springboard ever again. Like in my mind, I was like, I don't think this is ever gonna happen because it took so long. I was in a cast for 11 weeks and I was on crutches and then I was in a boot for 4 weeks or 6 weeks on crutches as well and then 4 weeks walking on a boot and then I got out so I had no muscle left in my leg whatsoever. I hadn't done anything for a long time and I was coming back and my foot was giving me a lot of pain so I had to go back in and get another surgery. I had a Liz Frank injury, so my two bones in my foot separated, so I had to get two screws in it. And my second surgery, I had to get one of them taken out because it was giving me some pain. So I still have one in my foot.
What keeps you motivated when things are feeling so impossible, especially at like surgery number two? You've already been on crutches for how many million weeks? And then you're back in. What keeps you going?
It felt like forever. I think the things that kept me going was definitely Matthew, my brother. He did gymnastics and he's had surgeries before. And he was kind of teaching me the ropes about how to recover from a surgery and come back from that. And also just my family, because we had made the move from Florida to Texas because of gymnastics and also my dad's job at the same time, but majority gymnastics. So just having my family there behind me and rooting me on every step of the day. Every step of the way was super important. And also knowing that at that time I had already committed to Oklahoma. I was a verbal commit to Oklahoma and I had a dream of coming here and competing here. So that was definitely something that kept me going because I'm like, if I stop now, I mean, I'm not going to be able to live out that dream. And if I don't work hard right now, then I'm also not going to be able to live out that dream. And it was definitely very hard at the beginning, but as I was coming closer to the end and seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, it was a lot of hard work, but it paid off so much. And one of my coaches would always tell me that hard work never disappears. And I will never forget that ever because it's true. If you have put in the hard work and you have done anything and everything you can possibly do, then that's all you can do and it'll never disappear and you can never, never lose that feeling. So coming back and having my teammates too, teammates, coaches, family is definitely something that's helped me through that recovery. And I'm blessed to be able to say that was the first injury that I had ever had in gymnastics. So, and that was when I was, I think, 16 or 17 years old. Like, that's crazy. A lot of people get injured when they're really young, and I had a really long time of not being injured before that. So,
Yeah. Well, that speaks to probably some awareness, some caution making good choices, taking calculated risks. I would assume that, someone who goes that long without getting injured, yes, there's the freak stuff that happens, but there's probably a lot of diligence. Are you, would you say you're a cautious gymnast? I know you said you're like the run back and forth on the high beam at age three. How did you balance kind of that, the fear of upgrading or, that self-doubt? What are some of the ways that you are able to stay safe and also learn really big skills?
Before my surgery, I'm always the type of person where if my coach says that I can do it, I know that I can do it because they have faith in me. I got faith in myself, so I can totally go up there and do anything. And I think that's something that was really important to me as I was learning all of those skills was that, like Ryan, he would tell me that I could do something and I would go out and do it because, they're not going to send you out there to do something where you're going to get hurt. So learning all those skills was really cool. And I don't think I was very cautious at all. But then after my surgeries, it was kind of hard coming back because I was nervous to land on my foot or jump the same or do things that would kind of mess it up again because it was very fragile for a while. So I only did bars and beam my last year in level 10 before I came to college just to be able to make sure that it was completely okay and doing all that stuff. It was very hard, but now I don't think I'm as cautious anymore just because it's been a long time since I've had those surgeries, but I'm definitely a person who trusts my coaches so much and my teammates too. And when you go up there and if you're a little nervous for a skill, if you ever need any help, just asking your teammates because they've either done it or they're super excited for you to do it. So being like, hey, like I got this, right? And they're like, yeah, you got this. Just you got it. So
Yeah.
like that, I think have definitely helped me be less cautious throughout the years.
Well, and you talk a lot about trusting your coaches. How did your coaches earn your trust? Did you just from the beginning give it to them and hope it worked, or did they earn it from you?
When I moved to WOGA, it was hard because Tatiana was my coach from when I started there to when I ended there. And we had a few other coaches kind of moving in and out as I was there at the beginning. And then Ryan came and he stayed for a really long time. And he's a person who made me great at bars. I give him all props to that. He actually coaches at Georgia now, which is really, really awesome. But it definitely took a little while to be able to trust them and know that what they know what they're doing. And when I step back and I realize they've been coaching for longer than I've been alive is whenever I'm like, okay, they know what they're doing. They know how to make me a successful and safe gymnast. So it took time just because gymnastics is hard and it's nerve-wracking learning all these skills and you're doing it with yourself. I always talk about other sports or with a baseball bat or with a ball or whatever, but gymnastics is like your body. That's you and what you're doing. So it's really hard to trust that sometimes, but kind of taking that step back and knowing that they've done this before and I'm not their first gymnast is something that was really important.
Yeah, and I've noticed that when athletes don't trust their coaches, they have a lot harder time trusting themselves. And had you ever had any struggles, with, and you don't have to call anybody out, but anytime where you did struggle to trust yourself, or you did struggle to trust teammates, or you did struggle to, because it sounds like you're like magical family, magical team, magical coaches. Were there ever any times where you did struggle with self-doubt or self-trust in your gymnastics journey?
Even now I still have my moments where I am kind of like, I want to be better than I am. And I know that, especially this year, I think in gymnastics, being a senior, I'm always wanting to do better, always wanting to take more turns. And I feel like sometimes that's really amazing for me, but then other times it's not like it really gets to me sometimes whenever I am not trusting myself and not trusting my gymnastics. I've been doing it for so long. Gymnastics is almost all I know because I've been doing it my entire life. And whenever I have those moments that I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know what's happening. Why am I doing this? All this stuff. Like, I kind of take a step back and I'm like, look at where you're at. I am at the University of Oklahoma, and this is something that I've always dreamed of, and being able to see like the little girls at the end of the competitions that I can walk up and go sign autographs and talk to them. However, I can make their day or talk to them and get to know them is something that's really important. And I'm like, these little girls want to be where I'm at one day. And I used to be that little girl. And I mean, no matter what I'm going through in gymnastics, it's important for me to really like enjoy it. Because it doesn't last forever, and it's a hard sport. It stinks sometimes, but it's also so rewarding because you can accomplish so much by trusting yourself. And it's hard to do because it's nerve-wracking to be able to go up there and always be able to do it. So it's very difficult, but when you kind of take a step back and realize how far you've come, how much gymnastics you've already done in your life, it's really rewarding to see how far you've come.
That makes me think about this concept of the gap and the gain. It's that we're so often perfectionists, or so often looking at the gap between where we are and where we want to be, and then we forget about the gain of how far we've come. And I think whether you're a 12-year-old level seven or you're a college senior, you have the ability to choose which direction you're looking. And even a level five gymnast has got some little 6-year-old looking up to her thinking, wow, you're so amazing. You know, a level three gymnast has their little 4-year-old sister looking up, being like, wow, I want to be as amazing as you someday. So just to take that, like what you say, that gratitude, and go, whoa, yeah, there's always more that we can do. There's more excellence to be grabbed. But also, holy cow, look where we have come from. This is incredible.
You don't even have to be like such a high level gymnast. Like you said, even from the first days of gymnastics, like you're doing something new every single day. You're growing, you're learning, you might be doing the same skills every day, but you're also growing with those skills. The more you do them, the more comfortable you get with them. And you're always growing, no matter if you have a bad day or a good day inside the gym. I mean, it's giving you a lesson. If you have a bad day, then you can step back and realize how to kind of go about it the next day. And if you have a great day, then you can step back and be like, wow, I just did that. I had a great day. And it's not easy to say that in gymnastics.
Yeah, that would be a success in and of itself to be able to walk out of practice and be like, that was a great day. Yeah. So, okay, you have this incredible hit percentage. You are 99% hit. You have, I think, hit 185 consecutive routines
I
at this
have.
point. Okay. And so I think of this in a couple of ways. Like, first of all, wow, how do you get so consistent? And then there's this other piece that's like, do you think about that one routine freshman year always of like
Yes, because it was I don't do this skill anymore, but it was an Enodi, and I literally, right when I jumped for that skill, I was like, are you kidding? I knew that I was not going to be on the beam. I don't even know how I got my foot on the beam before I fell off. I do think about it, but I'm also like, oh my, you can't help it. Sometimes it just happens. Like, you cannot be perfect all the time, and that's just the way it is. You want to be perfect, you want to do all this stuff, but kind of sometimes you just need that step back where you're like, okay, I need to regrasp, refigure everything out, and kind of move on from now. And I do think about that routine, but I'm also not dwelling on that routine because it's just gymnastics at the end of the day. And the more fun you have with it, the better you do. So.
I think it's really important to touch on that you get wisdom from every mistake, every bobble, every fail, every bad practice. Like you mentioned, you look back and go, okay, this was not my best. What do I learn? How do I move forward? You don't compete that skill anymore. You know, there's probably a reason for that, right? That you.
It was a hard skill to compete and be able to do every single day. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise that I don't do it
Yeah,
anymore.
well, you got that lesson right in freshman year, and you're like, great, got it. We're gonna pick something else. So, okay, where does consistency come from for kids who are maybe great in practice, but then they are inconsistent in competition? What tips do you have that have allowed you to be so consistent and reliable in under pressure?
I love competing. It is just the best part about gymnastics, being able to show everybody what you've been working hard on. And everything that I always talk about, the things that I always remind myself is that I have done that skill or that routine a million times before in practice. It is absolutely no different in competition. It may feel different because you're on different equipment, all this stuff, but at the end of the day, it's the same skill that you've been working on in practice. And if you can do it in practice every single day, then you can do it in competition. And every once in a while, you're gonna fall. It's gonna happen and it stinks. It's not fun, but that's when you go back into the gym and you work really hard on being disciplined and all that fun stuff when it comes to that skill and just trusting my training. Because at the end of the day, I look back at practice and you're kind of just like, okay, well, how many times do I ever fall on this skill? Like, actually, how many times you fall on that skill? And then when you think about it in competition, it's really whatever that percentage is. And you go up and you compete, and you just have to have confidence in yourself. And when I was in club, I would go up on the beam or bars in elite, let's say, and I would kind of just be like, I don't know if I'm gonna make this routine. Like, I'm not sure what's gonna happen when I get up on the beam. But as I've gotten to college, I have no doubt that I'm going to make my beam routine or my bar routine or whatever I'm doing in the competition because of how many times I've done that skill or that routine. And it's really important to just not doubt yourself. And it's really hard to do in gymnastics just because you want to be perfect all the time. That's something that is this sport. You're getting judged, you're getting scored. Like, that's going to happen in gymnastics. But at the end of the day, how many times have you actually made that skill compared to how many times you've fallen? And I always remember that, and I always tell myself to trust my training, especially when I'm in the meet and I'm getting a little bit nervous or I warm up bad. Like a few meets ago at home, I was wobbling all over the place on beam. My warm up was not great at all, but I kind of stepped back and I was like, all right, how many times do you ever fall on that or wobble on that in a row? And then I went up. One of the best routines that I've done this year. And it was something that was really cool to be able to look back on and be like, no one will know that I had that bad of a warm up because you don't see that. You only see what we do in competition. But talking about that's really important because you're not going to be perfect all the time. You're not going to be 100% consistent all the time. But if you rely on the things that you know, then it's going to help you so much.
Yes, that's like this is a message for the level nine who has a brand new release who is mad at themselves because they didn't hit it in their first meet, or their second meet or their third meet. Whereas, you look at these college girls who just hit. Well, of course, because you've been doing it for 6 years. You've been doing that routine for however many years. It makes sense that it's sort of just muscle memory and execution. Like you get out there and you just perform.
Yeah.
Anymore.
I went to a camp. I've gone to this camp multiple times, but there's this girl there and she's very hard on herself. She's a level 10 gymnast and she had just gotten her Jaeger last year, I think. And she was getting super frustrated because she could not make her Jaeger every single time. She would catch it, she would fall, catch it, fall. It was not consistent. And I kind of talked to her on the side a little bit and I was like, if you look at your kip, for example, when you were younger, you could not make your kip and then you would make it and fall on it, make it, fall on it. But now it's not even a question in your head if you're going to make your kip cast handstand on the bar. And that's the same thing with your Jaeger. Your Jaeger may be a little bit harder, but it's also like you just started doing it. And if you're that hard on yourself when you just start doing it, it doesn't make it any easier and it doesn't make it fun. So if you really take a step back and think about your kip, your cast handstand, your back handspring on the beam, whatever that you may be doing now that you don't even think about because you have bigger skills to think about, like those are the things you have to remember is learning your back handspring for the first time, your giants for the first time, all those things that you don't even question now and you're doing all these other things.
Yeah, and it's like back to the gap and the gain. Like, yeah, I can hit a level seven routine in my sleep, which was super hard for me when I was learning it, and now I'm giving myself a hard time about a Jaeger, which I've only done 100 times versus the thousands and thousands of kips. It's really good perspective to go, well, of course you're not consistent yet. That makes sense. Like, it would be miraculous if you were on 6 months in perfect at this new skill. It's just not.
Like, it's okay to not be perfect right off the bat. Some skills you may get right away and it's gonna be awesome and amazing, but then other skills, it might not work like that. And it's okay if it goes that way. You can't do anything about it. If you're giving it your all, that's all you can do.
Okay, so you've got a lot of medals on your in your life. If they were all hanging up, it would be like your whole room would probably be completely covered in medals and trophies and banners. But can you share a particularly memorable experience where you found joy in gymnastics, regardless of the outcome?
A moment that I found a lot of joy was whenever I got to compete vault. And it may not have been the best vault. I don't even remember how the vault went. I just remember the moment because, like I said earlier, I called KJ after my surgery and I was like, I can't imagine vaulting again, punching the springboard, doing all that when it comes to vault. And practicing it in the gym was one thing and being able to do that every day. But when you go out in competition, it's a lot different. And being able to compete my first vault in college was super incredible. And a lot of people don't know how much that meant to me. It may be like, oh, my first bar routine or beam routine, because those are my better events. But when it comes to that vault, I just always smile because I'm like, if you guys knew what I was thinking in my head a few years ago, you would not imagine me vaulting ever again. Like, I doubted myself so much when it came to that event. And it was really, really, really awesome to be able to compete it and practice it every single day and just have that moment and that joy.
That's the beauty of setbacks is that when you're good at something and you keep being good at something, that's great. But when you've got like this hurdle mentally, physically that you get to the other side of, it's like a whole different joy and being able to overcome.
It's
I mean,
absolutely.
now, have there been other, like obviously I work with a lot of like mental struggles. Have there been any particularly challenging mental struggles that you had to get through in your career? And how did you get through it?
I luckily have never had any mental blocks when it comes to gymnastics and twisting and doing certain skills in gymnastics, but I have been around people who have, and it is so difficult and it's so challenging because this sport is so mental. When you think about it, you're doing everything with your own body. You have to trust yourself, you have to trust your training, you have to know that you're capable of it. And it's really difficult to be able to do that every single day. And looking at just the moments, I had a friend who was incredible at gymnastics and she got a lot of mental blocks at one time, so it was very difficult for her. And when that happens, it's really hard to kind of move on from it. But everything that I've learned and seen throughout the years is that if you have just a mental block on a skill or whatever you're doing, just kind of taking a step back and going to step one. Say it's a front tuck or you're twisting on floor and you get the twisties, for example, like going to step one and doing a front tuck again, like slowly but surely. And if you can't do a front tuck, doing a forward roll and doing like the small things step by step and not rushing it, because the more you rush it, the more you think about it, the worse it gets in your head, the more it gets jumbled up. Like, you really have to take your time to relearn it again. And it stinks. It's really hard to step back and do that. But then you'll feel so much more accomplished if you go back and you get to do it again. And it's so much more awesome. And when I say going back to step one, I really mean like step one and feeling confident on that step, and then moving to the next one, feeling super confident, knowing that you can do it, and then to the next one and keep on building. And if you get to a part where you get stuck again, step back again. Like, it's okay. It's not going to always go straight up from here. Like, you're going to have ups and downs. That's a part of life and that's a part of gymnastics, but that's definitely something that I've learned a lot throughout the years.
Yes. And I've seen in my experience, the athletes who get stuck for the shortest amount of time are the ones who are immediately willing to back it up. They're not going to like have ego about it and I have to do it and I'm going to force myself. They're just like, oh, okay, back it up, go to what I can do, get some numbers in, reassure, and move forward. And so you've seen the best of the best get stuck in their head and they just got to back it up. Simone Biles, back it up. Like whatever, you just back it up, do the work, get back to where you were, be patient. It's like not rocket science, but these kids are like, but I'm so tough. I'm going to just force it. And if you just back
you
it
just
up.
Want to do it. But it's also like, if you take a step back and you go step by step, it honestly goes so much faster than you trying over and over and over again to make that skill again. And you're just jumbling it up in your head. So it's okay to step back. Like we've been saying, like, it's okay to not be perfect all the time. You really have to know that and trust that when it comes to your gymnastics.
Yes. Okay. Now I'd love to chat a little bit about culture. So you say you trust your teammates and you guys have obviously been doing something right to have won NCAA last year and the year before. So what are some things that your team does, to give us all the dirt on what does Oklahoma do that creates this amazing culture of winning, but also I think a lot of joy and happiness.
Yes. I know that sometimes people think like we may not enjoy it because we're so serious all the time, but I feel like the past few years people have kind of been seeing the more fun side of us. And I think that's so cool, just being able to be on the team that is like, everybody's like, wow, they're not like robots. But something that's really cool is, like you said, the culture. I mean, KJ always tells us the teams that have the best team chemistry are going to win national championships together because you trust each other. And when it comes to college gymnastics, you're not competing for yourself anymore. You're competing for your team. And that is the biggest change ever. Because in club, you're competing for yourself and you get all that joy yourself. But in college, you go up and you do your routine so that you can get that score for the team. And it's really cool to be able to say that you get to go up and compete for other people and not yourself. And it almost means more whenever you get to do that because you get to do your best gymnastics to help everybody else too. And we do a lot of team bonding. We have a team retreat at the beginning of the year every year. And we go, this year we went to a lake and we got jet skis and we went tubing and all that fun stuff, just being able to spend time together. Of course, we had deep conversations. KJ would give us some questions and we would split up into groups and kind of just talk about life so that everybody kind of understood you more and where you came from, because everybody is coming from all these different places to compete at this university and you don't know everything about them. You don't know what they've been through because you've never been teammates before, and learning that stuff really helps you to be a better teammate to that person, first of all, and then also just be able to know what their accomplishments, their dreams, everything they want to achieve. And like being there to see that is really, really amazing. And it just brings you so much joy, honestly. Something that's really cool is I love seeing my teammates compete. Like I could stand there and watch them compete all day because I'm just like, wow, I know what things you've been through. I know what you dream of doing, and being able to see you achieve that dream is really amazing. And just working together. Also, like things that we do culture wise is you kind of are in the gym and you look around at all the banners and you see the national team winning girls from years before you, and you're like, wow, I want to be like that girl. Like, I want to be like them up there on that poster. It is so amazing. And it's tradition to follow all the rules, all the steps of the way, like everything that the coaches ask of you, just because they know what they're doing. Like I said, like this is not their first rodeo. They have been doing this for so long, and having that moment and looking up and you're like, wow, they achieved that. Like I want to do that too, is something that's really cool. And also talking to those girls too. Like people don't realize that there's a connection between the people who have been here, the people who are here, and the people who like are coming here. You have that forever connection with those girls just because we've all been through the same exact thing. So I hope that answered your question. I kind of got on a little random tangent, but
No, I mean, it's so amazing. It just, I like have this daydream in my mind of what if club gymnasts were so all in for each other and were so supportive and were like so trusting of each other. If that cutthroat nature could just drop a little, like what would be possible in gymnastics?
No, literally. I've kind of been noticing that in level 10, the girls have been so much more like they've cheered a lot more. They really like give high fives and hugs at the end of the day. But like in lower levels, it's not really as much like that. So I feel like that's something that's definitely the more people do it and the more people realize that you do so much better when you have someone behind you cheering you on and egging you on, wanting you to do better. When I was in club, it would be me and my teammates, and one person would do this skill, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to do that skill because I don't want to be behind all this stuff. Like that competition inside the gym, and we always had healthy competition, just like always wanting to like do better. And I think the healthy competition is amazing. That's so good, but it's also hard because you have that slight jealousy sometimes where you're like, wow, like I want to be exactly like that person. I want to do that. I want to do that, all this stuff. But at the end of the day, everybody's gymnastics is different. You may go to the same club gym. You may be taught it the same exact way as the next person, but you're unique in your own way. Your gymnastics is unique in your own way, and you got to be proud of that, and you got to represent yourself with your gymnastics.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Audrey. So many pearls of wisdom. Now I would love to close with this. If you could go back and talk to 12-year-old Audrey and give her a piece of advice that would make this journey even more enjoyable, what would you want to tell her?
I'm imagining myself at 12 years old. I was actually just had gotten to WOGA. It was my second year there. And just kind of taking it day by day and not rushing it because gymnastics is hard and it is not going to be easy all the time. If it was easy, every person would be doing it. Every person could go out there and do a backflip. But not everybody can. So you really have to take pride in yourself. You have to take pride in your gymnastics and know that you're capable of so much more and really just enjoying it. Because something that I've learned being in college is the more fun that you're having, the more smiles, the more laughs, everything, it makes gymnastics so much easier because you're not thinking about it so much. And when you take the time to dwell on all the things that you could be doing, all the things you want to do, it just sucks the fun out of it. So if I could remember anything, it would just to be enjoy the moment that you're in and not want to rush too much because you'll look back on that day and realize that like you could have been a better teammate to that person next to you. You could have done something different. And that's also something that's really important is being a good teammate to the people around you. You are going through the same exact things. You are in the gym together every single day. You are doing the same schedule. If you're having a hard day, I'm sure the person next to you is has had a hard day before or is going to have a hard day. And you know, that's where you grow closest is your teammates. You're going to be friends forever. So really growing close with them and cheering them on and kind of setting aside that jealousy factor and really being proud of them for their accomplishments because you're all going through the same things.
Such great advice. Thank you so much. I am rooting for you in the postseason. And if anyone wants to follow you, where can they find you?
I am on Instagram. I have a few TikToks, but I'm not much of a TikTok girl. I have a Twitter and I don't have a Facebook. Yep.
Awesome. Well, we'll post your Instagram in the show links. Thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure getting to know you.
Course, this has been fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perform Happy Podcast. If you're ready to unlock your maximum sport potential, head over to performhappy.com and join us. You'll be training alongside world champion athletes and Olympic hopefuls. And I will personally take you through my research-based system for overcoming fear and mental blocks, building confidence, and finding your flow. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'll see you next time.